In this bulletin, indoor face masks now mandatory in New South Wales as COVID-19 case numbers grow. Concerns about vaccination delays in the UK and in sport. 5 Indian Test cricketers in isolation after breaching Cricket Australia biosecurity rules. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Mandatory mask restrictions are in place for many venues across Greater Sydney as New South Wales works to contain COVID-19 outbreaks. The state reported 7 new cases of COVID-19 on Saturday, 5 of which are from Western and Southwestern Sydney and linked to the Boralla cluster. Masks are now mandatory in shopping centres, on public transport, in places of worship, hair and beauty premises and entertainment venues such as cinemas. All hospitality staff are also required to wear one. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says anyone found not following the health order risks heavy fines.
We'll be making sure that compliance or enforcement occurs from Monday. So we won't fine you until Monday. The fine will be $200 for not wearing the mask in these settings.
Children under 12 are exempt from the order. And holiday travel plans across the country continue to be cancelled as states and territories tighten their borders to prevent the spread of coronavirus from New South Wales and Victoria. The ACT has shut out New South Wales residents from the Northern Beaches, Greater Sydney, the Central Coast and Wollongong unless they have an exemption. Tasmania has also barred anyone directly linked to the latest Victorian virus cases. Meanwhile, Victoria has shut its border with New South Wales, with the state facing major delays at testing sites. Health Minister Martin Foley says Victoria is doing what's right for its residents. Victoria now has 18 locally acquired coronavirus cases, all linked to clusters seeded in New South Wales. In overseas news, Britain will allow citizens to be given shots of different COVID-19 vaccines on rare occasions, despite a lack of evidence of its efficacy. The government said the mix of vaccines will help if stocks run low. The government also announced a plan to delay widespread distribution of the second dose of vaccines in order to vaccinate more people. This means patients could wait 12 weeks between jabs rather than the recommended 3 weeks. COVID-19 has killed more than 74,000 Britons as the health system is reaching capacity, with makeshift emergency hospitals reopening this week. Meanwhile, United States diseases expert Anthony Fauci says he doesn't agree with the UK's plan to delay the second dose of the vaccine. Britain's decision has been triggered by a large increase in COVID-19 infections, with the government reasoning having more people receiving just one dose means limited supplies are likely to reach more of the population. But Dr. Fauci says this approach is untested.
We know from the clinical trial that the optimal time is to give it on one day, and then for Moderna 28 days later and for Pfizer 21 days later.
And India has approved the COVID-19 vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University, paving the way for a huge immunisation campaign in the world's second most populous country. It's the first COVID-19 vaccine to be approved for emergency use by India, which has the highest number of infections after the United States. The country hopes to inoculate 300 million of its 1.35 billion people in the first 6 to 8 months of this year. The announcement comes as India runs a nationwide mock drill for vaccine delivery, which this woman participated in.
There's no fear. To get rid of this pandemic, we have to get injected. I've been working in public health for 1 year now, and I would like to get injected and also motivate others to do the same.
India's health ministry says at least 3 more vaccines were waiting to be approved. Iranians have paid tribute at the grave of senior military commander General Qassem Soleimani on the first anniversary of his killing by a United States drone strike in Iraq on January the 3rd last year. The death of Mr. Soleimani, leader of the Revolutionary Guards Quds Force, caused a spike in tensions between Iran and the United States. Iran retaliated with a missile strike against a US military base in Iraq a few days later, on January the 8th, 2020. Washington blamed Soleimani for masterminding attacks by Iran-aligned militias on US forces in the region. Iran's judiciary chief says those responsible for Mr. Soleimani's death should be brought to justice. Five Indian test cricketers are in isolation for a potential COVID-19 breach. A video posted on social media showed the five cricketers dining in at a Melbourne restaurant. According to Cricket Australia's biosecurity protocols, players are only allowed to eat in restaurants with outdoor seating. The five players will be kept separate from both squads when travelling to and from training at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Let's see what the weather's doing for you this Sunday. Mostly sunny and 33 in Perth. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 27. A couple of showers about in Melbourne, 24. Cloudy as well, 21 degrees in Hobart. Showers in Canberra, 24. Much the same for Wollongong. Much the same for Sydney as well, a top of 27. Similar conditions in Newcastle and 26. Showers as well for Brisbane, 29. Much the same for Cairns, where it's 32 degrees today and 34 degrees in Darwin, where it's partly cloudy. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.